On Tuesday, Democrats pulled a power play on House Republicans, citing a constitutional rule that requires all bills to be read in their entirety. Minority party members said they wanted to slow down the process in protest to Republicans not taking note of health care expansion. That brought in a character known as Mary Reeder, an automated speaking voice that read every bill, no matter how long it was.
The department shall waive the initial application fee for a military veteran who applies to the department for an initial certification within 24 months.
In response, House Republicans used the same tactic on Wednesday.
It is created to read 627.42391 cancer treatment study, orally administered cancer treatment medications. One is used in this section.
Political scientist Susan McManus from the University of South Florida says the retaliation was a taste of their own medicine.
It's tit for tat. It's wanting not to let the accusations or tactics of the other party go unanswered.
The expansion of health care has been one of the top priorities for Democratic legislators this session. And when Governor Rick Scott made the push for the expansion a few months ago, they were excited. But then the House voted down the expansion outright, and the Senate went with an alternative plan. Democrats weren't too pleased with that, so with only a few days left in session, they brought in a heavy hitter to do some heavy lifting.
If the end of this week comes and goes, and the Republicans in Tallahassee refuse to insure a million more Floridians, then they will have sickness, illness, and death. That will be their responsibility and their legacy.
That was U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz speaking to Senate Democrats on Wednesday. But Schultz wasn't the only one to talk about health care expansion. House Democrats were determined to steer just about every floor debate towards the topic. A debate on the Technological Research and Development Authority had this debate from Democratic Representative Mark Pafford from West Palm Beach.
Let's have a late filed amendment, and I would like him to consider a license plate that says expand health care today. That's what I'd like the plate to say.
Debate about a bill banning house parties where minors were in possession of alcohol was slightly derailed by Democratic Representative Jose Rodriguez from Miami.
This is a bill relating to open house parties. So you might think I'd use the occasion to discuss how the parties in this house are in open disagreement about the extension of health care coverage to a million Floridians. However, I will debate the merits of the bill.
And Representative Kevin Rader brought up the expansion during debate over a bill giving parents a greater say in the learning plans for students with disabilities.
Members, we don't need segregating in our schools, and we don't need segregating when it comes to health care. It's for all Floridians. Thank you.
House Democrats are outnumbered by about 30 Republican seats, so why are they bringing up health care expansion again and again? Political scientist Susan McManus says many of the Democrats are running for re-election or another office next year, and says Florida Democrats are realistic.
It's about them showing their constituents back home that they're not going to give up the fight ever for views that they believe need to be put into Florida law.
McManus added that neither Republican or Democratic power plays go over well with Floridians, who already see the inability of parties to work together as a blemish on their public image. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.